Radio U.
We are controlling transmission.
Riot Control.
So I, for the last week, have been playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare Remastered. It's kind of a cheat for me to talk about it because you can't buy it separately. You actually have to buy the Call of Duty Infinite Warfare Legacy Edition.
And then expand up to it?
And then that comes with it.
Okay.
So that, if you bought that all brand new, it was like $80. I bought it on Black Friday for $45 or $50. And for me, it's been totally worth it. I played through Infinite Warfare twice. And so I went on to Modern Warfare over the weekend and just played through the campaign, a couple rounds of multiplayer, but I suck at Call of Duty multiplayer, so I didn't spend a ton of time with it. What they've done is they've taken this game from 2007 and they've rebuilt it in the brand new Infinite Warfare engine, or at least maybe that's not new, but the same engine. And it looks fantastic. I like fired up old Call of Duty and then compared it to this. There's no comparison. Like, it just looks so, so good. Where you start to realize it's an old game is really the way it plays. Modern Warfare Remastered is almost quaint. It feels small. In most of the modern Call of Duties, it's like, look, you're not fighting for the country or the world. You're fighting for the universe.
And this very big.
Yeah, this Call of Duty is like, well, there was an attack and we want to save this part of the United States. So it feels small. That actually feels kind of nice. After a while, it's like that Logan trailer. Is he saving the world? No, just one little girl. Oh, man, that's better. Something we can identify with. Sometimes it just gets to be too big. Well, Modern Warfare Remastered feels a little small, but it plays so differently than other Call of Duties, mostly because you have to keep moving forward constantly. If you sit in one place, a lot of games these days, it's a shooting gallery. You go up, you wait in one place, find good cover, clear out an area, and then move forward. This game has infinite spawn. So what happens if you stay in one place, they'll just keep sending guys out after you. So you've got to keep moving. As a result, now remember, this is not real. I abhor actual violence, but in this fake violent world, I think I killed about 1 billion people.
And that's okay.
It's just like, you take out that guy that was hiding behind the thing up on the roof, and then you'd be like, oh man, they just put another guy there. Dang it. So you have to keep moving forward. And Call of Duty is about, in this, you know what? We don't have to get into it. It's about lanes, finding the correct lane, moving around. But you know what? I had so much fun with it. I'm guilty of the fact that I played it on this PC. I've been playing it in 4K on that new big TV.
He's just been having the best.
I've been having so much fun. And you know what? It's totally worth it. Like I said, Modern Warfare Remastered is only available through that Infinite Warfare bundle right now. But everybody seems to think that coming up in the next couple of months, they're going to break it out and sell it separately. And I will say, if you like Call of Duty campaigns, which is how I really like to play, it was totally worth it. I had so much fun with it. Like I said, it's small. And when it was done, I was like, dude, where's Modern Warfare 2 Remastered? I hope that's what they do this fall. I hope they're remastering another classic game and that they're going to put it out, because I had a great time with Infinite Warfare and Modern Warfare Remastered.
So if you was not planning it, Obi wants it, so
yeah,
there's an audience now.
I spent, admittedly, I $45, two Call of Duties, it was worth it to me. $80, not so much, but you just wait for the sale, and it was worth it.